Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Christopher Donald Heron was arraigned in Huron County District Court by Judge Ferris on multiple felony charges, including delivery and manufacture of methamphetamine, weapons possession by a prohibited person, carrying a concealed weapon, and two counts of felony firearm. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of open intoxicants in a vehicle. According to court records, the felony controlled substance charge carries a potential penalty of up to 20 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. The weapons charges each carry penalties up to 5 years in prison and fines, with the felony firearm charges adding 2 year consecutive sentences. Heron entered a not guilty plea for the misdemeanor charge. A plea for the felony charges was not entered at arraignment. A probable cause conference and plea cutoff are scheduled for June 4th at 9 a.m. The preliminary examination and a subsequent plea cutoff hearing are set for June 12th at 2 p.m. Bond for the felony case remains at $25,000, cash or surety, and the misdemeanor bond was set at $3,500, 10%. Conditions of bond include prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, random drug and alcohol testing, and potential tether monitoring. And the Bay County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate a theft and vandalism case at a Home Builders Association construction site in Auburn. And authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying three people believed to be connected to the incident. According to investigators, the suspects were photographed carrying equipment from the site, and surveillance images also captured a pickup truck leaving the area during the nighttime hours. Deputies say the case involves both stolen property and damage to the construction site. The sheriff's office has not yet released details on what items were taken or the estimated cost of the damage, but officials say the investigation remains active. Local media reports indicate detectives are reviewing evidence and waiting on additional information from investigators at the scene. Anyone who recognizes the suspects or vehicle involved is asked to contact the sheriff's office at 989-895-4050. Authorities say even small details could help move the investigation forward, and there are photographs on thumbnet.net. And House Republicans approved a broad tax cut package Wednesday aimed at lowering costs for homeowners and businesses across the state. The eight-bill plan passed along party lines 57-45 and now heads to the Democrat-controlled Senate for consideration. The proposal would eliminate several taxes, including the state's six-mill property tax that helps fund public schools, the real estate transfer tax, the so-called pop-up tax that increases taxable property value after a sale. Another measure would end the personal property tax paid by businesses on equipment. Republican lawmakers say the plan would reduce housing and utility costs for Michigan families. Supporters estimate homeowners could save about $1,400 annually through lower property taxes and utility bills. The package also requires electric and natural gas companies to reduce customer rates to reflect lower tax obligations if the personal property tax is repealed. To offset the lost revenue, Republicans are proposing a new 6% tax on many services, though lawmakers have not yet voted on that measure or finalized which services would be taxed. According to the House Fiscal Agency, repealing the taxes included in the package could reduce state and local revenue by several billion dollars each year, including funding currently directed to schools and local governments. All House Democrats voted against the legislation. If approved by the Senate, the bills would move to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for her signature. We will return right after this.
You hear that? Oh yeah, baby, it's that time of year again. WLEW and WHST are once again giving away a car. This year it's a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Bright red exterior, gray leather interior, and under the hood, a Chevy 350 small block with 345 foot-pounds of torque. All delivered to the pavement through a 4-speed automatic transmission and looking sharp with custom alloy wheels. Plus, you can listen to your favorite radio station through a premium Delco Bose sound system. Enjoy the lights and information of a digital dashboard and put the top down with a tinted glass removable roof. And at the end of summer, WLEW and WHST will be hosting an event out in Harbor Beach to give the car away to one lucky key winner. How do you enter? Visit local participating businesses throughout the summer at local events and drop your name in a bucket. It's that simple. Or stay tuned to Cruise 102.1 WLEW, 94.1 WHST, or WLEW's AM 1340. 300 keys, one lucky winner, one awesome ride. Entrants must be 18 years of age or older to register. No purchase necessary. Shop local, support local.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Memorial Day. Louisville Smoke of Port Hope, Hilltop Nursery of Verona, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach and Deckerville, Zimmerman Electric of Port Austin, and Next Gen Auto Solutions of Elkton.
And we're back with a look at more news. The highest ranking intelligence official in the United States government, Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has stepped down from her position. Gabbard publicly announced her departure, noting that her husband's personal obligations and family considerations played a primary role in the decision to leave the intelligence community. The sudden vacancy leaves a critical leadership opening at the top of the nation's unified intelligence infrastructure. The administration must now navigate the congressional confirmation process for a successor during a period of heightened geopolitical monitoring and shifting foreign intelligence priorities. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer issued a formal statement welcoming the substantial progress toward a comprehensive diplomatic agreement between the U.S. and Iran. Starmer emphasized that the U.K. would work closely with its international partners to ensure that the upcoming settlement transitions into long-term regional stability. The British government has maintained a supportive role alongside NATO allies, advocating for immediate reopening of global shipping lanes. European markets responded positively to the announcement, reflecting optimism over reduced volatility in the international energy supplies. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes, and we'll be back right after this for a look at our precision weather forecast.
There are three simple things drivers can do to help keep Michigan roads safe. Eyes up, phone down, give at least 3 feet when passing a bicyclist. Michigan averages over 1,500 bicycle-related crashes a year. That's a lot of injuries, or even deaths that could have been avoided. That's why state law requires 3 feet when passing a bicyclist. And some communities require 5 feet. This message brought to you by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the League of Michigan Bicyclists.